Okay, let's dive in. It's a question that keeps a lot of leaders in the light industrial staffing world maybe awake at night.
Definitely.
Is the factory floor of tomorrow going to be, well, a ghost town?
Mm-hmm.
Robots taking over everything from warehouse picker to machine operator?
Yeah, or is there maybe a hidden opportunity here, something waiting to be unlocked in this age of automation?
Exactly. And our deep dive today, it really reveals a future that's, well, far more surprising and nuanced than maybe the simple headlines suggest.
What's truly fascinating here, based on our source material, isn't really an ending, you know? It's more like a profound transformation.
Transformation how?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about a really dramatic shift in where people fit and how they fit into the evolving landscape of work.
Right.
So our mission today is to try and cut through some of that noise and show you exactly what that transformation looks like. We're drawing from some of the sharpest insights on how the industry is adapting, like right now.
Okay, so let's begin by addressing the elephant in the warehouse, so to speak.
The robots.
Robots, yes. They are indeed taking over many repetitive tasks. Think sorting, basic packaging, palletizing.
Uh-huh. The high volume, predictable stuff.
Exactly. Those jobs that humans have traditionally done.
Mm-hmm.
And the scale of this is pretty striking. For example, Amazon alone now operates over 750,000 robots in its fulfillment network.
750,000. Wow.
That's an undeniable reshaping of how they handle countless packages.
And this is a clear and definitely accelerating trend, particularly in those large-scale operations, right? And with companies that have the capital for these significant tech investments.
Makes sense.
So if your business or maybe your clients have historically relied heavily on roles that are purely repetitive, purely high volume, you absolutely should anticipate a declining demand in those specific areas.
Yeah, that seems unavoidable.
The efficiency gains are just too compelling for the large players to ignore.
And yet, and this is what's truly compelling, while those repetitive roles are shrinking, the sources also highlight something else, an unexpected growth area,
right,
which proves this isn't just a simple zero-sum game. Human-machine hybrid roles are actually flourishing.
Exactly. Flourishing. Even in these highly automated environments, people are still essential, just, you know, in entirely new capacities.
So what kind of capacities are we talking about?
Well, we're seeing a surge in demand for roles that need a blend of skills. Digital literacy, problem solving, adaptability, things robots currently lack.
Okay.
Think about robot operators, maybe overseeing fleets of machines, or equipment troubleshooters, diagnosing and fixing complex automated systems.
Right, the maintenance side.
Or even quality control personnel who handle the anomalies, the exceptions that robots just can't process. The data suggests these new roles aren't just niche positions, they're actually becoming foundational.
It makes a lot of sense. But I can imagine some listeners thinking, okay, robot operators sound good, but, you know, how realistic is it? How realistic is it to retrain someone who's maybe been doing manual picking for 20 years for, like, digital literacy? Do the sources address the practical challenges of that transition and, you know, the success rates?
That's a really crucial question. And yes, the sources do dive deep into it. What they reveal is that while it definitely takes investment,
sure,
many traditional laborers can and are successfully transitioning. It's often less about teaching them to code, you know, from scratch,
yeah,
and more about training them to interact with user-friendly interfaces, understand basic diagnostics, maybe apply their existing operational knowledge in a new context.
So using what they already know.
Precisely. Companies that invest in structured hands-on training programs, they're seeing high success rates.
Mm-hmm.
It proves that the human element isn't just adaptable, it's actually a valuable asset that already understands the workflow.
That's a powerful insight. It really suggests a path forward for the existing workforce. But, okay, beyond these hybrid roles, there's another truth you mentioned, one that's often overlooked, that kind of reframes the picture.
Right.
Most companies aren't Amazon, are they?
Exactly. And this leads us to a really crucial point, one that often gets missed when we just focus on the cutting edge warehouses.
Right, the big headlines.
The reality is, for a vast majority of small and mid-sized operations, the cost of full automation, it's still prohibitive.
Just too expensive.
It's not just the initial capital outlay either. It's also about the agility gap.
Mm-hmm.
Our sources show that while robots excel at predictable tasks,
uh-huh,
they struggle with unexpected variables, a sudden change in product dimensions, maybe a unique customer request, even just a jammed conveyor belt.
The things that happen all the time in the real world.
All the time.
Yeah.
This inherent inflexibility of current robotic systems, especially when faced with real-world operational chaos, is something human ingenuity just effortlessly navigates.
Right. People just adapt.
So these smaller and mid-sized companies, they rely heavily on flexible human labor, especially for things like seasonal demand or just to avoid those massive long-term capital expenditures. As of 2024, less than 15% of North American warehouses were even partially automated.
Less than 15%.
Wow. So if these smaller companies aren't automating to the same extent, does that mean they're inherently less efficient? Or are there strategic advantages they gain by sticking with flexible human labor? The sources must highlight something there.
That's a brilliant way to look at it. And yes, the sources suggest exactly that.
Okay.
Smaller operations often gain a strategic advantage through what you could call human-powered agility.
Human-powered agility. I like that.
Yeah. They can pivot faster, handle custom orders more easily, manage fluctuating demand without massive capital investments just sitting idle.
That makes sense.
And this isn't just some niche market, like you suggested earlier. It's really the core of light industrial staffing for most agencies out there.
Right. So the bulk of the business.
Exactly. Which means the winning agencies won't just be those who supply traditional labor anymore. They'll be the ones that lead with technology themselves, providing agility to their clients.
So it's not just about filling a role.
No, it's about providing comprehensive solutions for this whole changing landscape. Okay, so what does that agility actually look like in practice for a staffing agency? The sources must break that down.
They do. It comes down to a few key areas that go far beyond just providing warm bodies, you know?
Right.
It's about offering credentialed workers, people who are already trained for these automated environments.
Sorry. Pre-skilled.
Pre-skilled.
Yeah.
Achieving faster fill rates through better matching technology. Ensuring seamless scheduling, compliance tracking.
All the back end.
All that crucial back end stuff. And even providing forward-looking insights to help clients prepare for the future of work. It's really about becoming a true strategic partner.
A strategic partner, not just a supplier.
Exactly. What's truly illuminating here is how the staffing agency's role fundamentally shifts from simple supplier to strategic consultant. They're equipping clients to meet these changing expectations, not just by placing talent into the roles of tomorrow, but by actually helping them understand the entire automated ecosystem. That's a massive competitive advantage.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. What does this all mean for you listening right now? We've looked at these big shifts.
Uh-huh.
How robots are indeed taking over many repetitive tasks. No denying that. But also the surprising and pretty significant growth of human-machine hybrid roles.
Right, and that often overlooked truth that most companies, they aren't ready for full automation yet. They're prioritizing that human agility.
Which leads us to a really crucial consideration, doesn't it?
It does. If the future of light industrial staffing isn't about disappearing, but about evolving.
Right.
Then how can agencies, and maybe even individuals within those roles, how can they actively lead this change?
Lead the change, not just react to it.
Exactly. The source material makes it abundantly clear. The winning agencies, the ones who thrive, will be those that embrace technology, not just to fill roles, but to provide that holistic agility.
So offering credentialed workers.
Credentialed workers, faster fill rates through smart tech, seamless scheduling, and those crucial insights to help clients navigate this increasingly hybrid world.
So if we pull all of these threads together, what emerges isn't really an ending, is it?
No, it's that profound transformation we talked about at the start.
The real shift isn't just automation replacing jobs. It's automation demanding an entirely new kind of partnership from staffing agencies.
Absolutely.
As robotics reshape the workforce, your clients will need staffing partners who, well, who deeply understand automation, who actively support retraining, and who can deliver faster, more innovative solutions.
It's a whole new game.
It really is. So here's the provocative thought for you to mull over. If adaptation is truly the key to finding opportunity in this monumental shift, what's one concrete step you can take this week to prepare for, or maybe even help shape, the automated future of work?